The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening and chiming in today. You are so, so important to this whole thing, and we just want to truly, truly appreciate and thank you for giving us the ear that you have, the mind that you have, the energy that you have, the love that you have, and the overall energy towards the movement that we are creating and synthesizing ourselves. So today is Thursday. Sorry, I got caught on my day. Today is Thursday, June the 16th, 2016. And just want to once again thank you for listening to the live show that we have today. Today is Wise Thursday. I would say it's totally Wise Thursday. Brother Davis is in queue. We're going to jump off into that. And before we do that, let's take care of a couple of the things that we always, the business at hand. Let's talk about Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project. The Black Talk Radio Network is having a crowdfunding campaign that you can engage in, that you can support, that you can give some of your energy so that the network will continue to grow, just like anything else, a business, a relationship, or raising a child. You're going to have to give energy, and that energy is what's going to sustain that overall, that nurturing, that overall growth process. And that's the exact same thing here that you can do. And how you can do that, the most expedient way and the most efficient and effective way to do it would be through making financial donations, so that can be translated into energy that the overall campaign of and the direction of Black Talk Radio Network can continue to move in. And if you can make your donations, and it's very easy, just go to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia campaign. The crowdfunding campaign is right there. And this is how you can engage in Black Talk Radio Network to show your appreciation and to ensure that you are supporting something that is very important to you. You can do that by option one. You can make a one-time contribution of $24.99. via PayPal or by sending a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That once again, you can make your $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order and having that check or money order made out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistics performance report for the radio station and social media operations via email. Option number two, you can make a one-time contribution of just one penny more and making it $25 in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and the social media operations. You will also be giving a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like to receive two t-shirts, that the t-shirts come in intervals of $25. You would just give $50 and you would receive two t-shirts. $75, you would get three. $100, you get four t-shirts. Make sure you have a corresponding size for every t-shirt that you are ordering. And that would be option number two. Option number three would be a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving your monthly email and your and the statistics of the radio station plus your free black free t-shirt of Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. As an appreciation, you will also receive the eligible to receive a gift from the network. And Scotty is currently, as you heard yesterday, is currently putting all of that together. So those are the three ways in which you can contribute. Now there is option, you know, where options where you can just donate anonymously if you would like. All donations and contributions are greatly, greatly appreciated. But for everyone that does donate, make sure that you have a good email address that Scotty can reach you with and send out the appropriate, whatever it is from the t-shirts or whatever it is that you participated in, okay? So make sure there's a good email address for a response from the network. So with that being said, now you can see why it's so important. You've been listening to Tando Radio Show. You've been listening to Black Talk Radio Network. You've been listening to all of the programs that are here. And we all know the value that the programs are here at this network. So let's support it. Let's keep it going. Let's allow it to grow. In order for it to grow, it's going to need the energy to do that. And that is really something that you have to take, that you have to take up the cause for that to happen. Black Talk Radio Network has reached this potential that Scotty can push it to, that we can grow it to. Now it's incumbent upon everyone here that listens to assist in that, so that it can be the overall efforts can be multiplied. So tell your friends, tell your family members, and even tell someone that you don't like or an adversary of yours about the radio station so that they can listen in also. So that is some of the business that we needed to take care of there. But let's go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And go to our Facebook page and let's check out some of the articles that we've had posted there before we went go into Totally Wise Thursday. So we want to pick up where we left off. Okay, 1 second, almost there, from yesterday. And let me just run through some of these articles before we get to Brother Davis, who is in queue. Okay, now, here we go. Okay, got it. 1 second. Okay, here we go. The not yet. Sorry about that, everyone. Just pulling it up. Okay, here we go. The first article that we left off on, from yesterday. We posted this one yesterday, and this one comes from riskadversary.net. It says, Russian, a strategical security dilemma in Eastern Europe. The Baltic states, for everyone else, you've heard me talk about the flashpoints in the world right now. Right now, as we speak, NATO is starting a encompassing or developing on Russia through the Baltic states in around Finland, Poland, the Ukraine, and also down into Turkey. So this is something where there are also military exercises as we speak, and this is very, 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 very critical at this time, as you will be able to see. We posted multiple articles here about this. Next article also comes from is a German. You know, I like to get some of my news from outside of the country, and this comes from a German media group, and it's Deutsche Wirtschaft. So check out that one, and you just got to right-click it, pull up the article, right-click it to translate it to English. Then there was another article from Deutsche Wirtschaft talking about NATO saying that they're being hacked by Russia. Translate that to English also by right-clicking it, and you would hit and then the transfer to English will translate to English will pop up. Next article comes from Reuters. U.S. may turn to Canada for help with NATO forces in Eastern Europe. This is something that is very close to going very hot. Because let me tell you, the Russians have not forgotten how Germany and the Nazis had invaded them the same practical way. And then also, next article from CBC. Liberals consider troop requests on NATO's Baltic front. There's a lot of articles that appear about this. Next one, NATO to send combat-ready battalions near Russia's border. There is no other way that you could can try to provoke a fight in any form of history. This is the way you do it right here. And believe me, I think that this is going to actually do this. This is then the next article. It came from a Russian agency, and this one was the next one is a right click to English, and I said all that's needed to be said is right here. Russia put their whole military on combat ready alert, and this is tells you everything. I think that we are within months before an incident, a hot shooting incident, jumps off in the Baltic states, or the expansion in through the Ukraine or somewhere else within the Baltic states or in eastern Russia. That area is a counter peg and is going to go. Next article. This comes from Bloomberg. NATO sends Russia clear message. Its troops are ready to react. Are you crazy? But this is what it is. This is what it is. And we are really, as I said, put a lot of articles there so that you can see it. Next one, Brexit to boost taxes. Osborne warns as polls show leaving ahead. And also there were some things that happened. There was someone was actually assassinated today in England in regards, so that they said that they're putting the campaign for the Brexit on hold for right now. Just one of the unfoldings, what we talked about here on Cando Radio Show, that you're going to start to see this summer. Next one comes from Barron's. China sales of U.S. debt beginning of the end. China is selling major. There was also an article I posted about April sales were the most of selling U.S. debt by foreign countries, the most since 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, we now you can see why the South Sea of China, Djibouti, Africa, the Middle East, the Baltic States, South America, the Aleutian chain, the Arctic, all of these areas are ready to go militarily wise and war wise, because this is what happens when after a currency wars goes to trade wars, after trade wars it goes to shooting wars. When trade stop going across borders, when countries stop doing trade with different countries, or they start selling their overall economic vitality or its overall economic wherewithal or its abilities, that is when bullets start to be exchanged. And this is where we are. It's just something that I wanted to really express to you so you won't be caught off guard. You won't be able to say that you didn't know. But some of the things that were happening, it was only going to be a matter of if you are going to pay attention and respond to it. So we all have a responsibility, and this is why we have Tando the way it is and why we actually put Tando together. So next article. This one says, central bank selling off U.S. debt at record pace. Central bank selling off U.S. debt at record pace. in March, central banks from around the world dumped $17 billion in American treasuries since the beginning of the year. The sell-off has reached $123 billion, which is the quickest pace since 1978. So this is real, ladies and gentlemen. They're not selling off of the debt because they plan on reinvesting it in the U.S. They're going to reinvest it in themselves and other opportunities, and they want to get away from the U.S. dollar because they know what's going on and what's happening economically. You should be running away from it, too. And if you are interested in exchanging some of your – and actually getting real money into your possessions, you can definitely go to Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y-M-I-N-T, Mint. But I would say contact me first. There's a reason why I'm telling you to contact me first before you engage in a purchase there. So contact me first. So check it. This is what's happening. Next one comes from MarketWatch. Yields on Germany's 10-year bonds turns negative for the first time. Very, very telling. I said most people look for the big splash, but it seems to be the silent ones which get you. And believe me, this is one of those moments. This is huge. Next one, Japan government withhelds report on Chernobyl disaster's health effect. Of course they did. Next article, this is, you know, Fukushima is still continuing, and this is something that we are forgetting, and this is going to have very, very severe adverse health effects against everyone here globally. Next. And the ecosystem and the environment. Next one comes from this one comes from thestatesman.com. Thestatesman.com. BRIC bank to issue issue yuan bond in China. BRIC banks to issue yuan bond in China. Why is this so important? The whole world is going to be looking to buy the bonds of China. Guess where the most of the funds are going to be coming from. The sale of the U.S. treasuries is going to move into the Chinese treasury. And especially when China backs their currency with gold, silver, and other commodities. Finito, forget it. You're done. So prepare before that happens. Do as much as you possibly can. Nothing to be afraid of. Everything to be concerned and moving towards. Next article comes from Financial Times, FT. Bank of America axis hovers over thousands of retail jobs. Bank of America is going to be cutting major job losses. This one was, we talked about this, Jackie Denby, and my man Scotty had sent this. Hillary Clinton thinks women should be included in the draft. And then one person said, but I guess you, oh, no, my sister Jackie said she won't send her daughter. Well, I won't. Of course, she won't send her daughter. But something real mean came in my mind. But I said no. I won't even go there. These people. Let me tell you something. These people no longer should be dictating what's going to happen to your children. And then Brother Braggs reposted what the Chinese government withheld the Chernobyl disaster health effect. Very important. And then he also reposted the central bank selling off U.S. debt at record pace. Thank you, Brother Bragg. When Brother Bragg does that, he wants you to, he's saying you really, really need to pay attention to this. And then China selling off of U.S. debt beginning at the end, the beginning of the end. Brother Bragg also reposted that. Much, much love, much respect to Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg, definitely jump in and call in tomorrow on tomorrow's shows. Let's talk later so we can talk about it because there's so much that's going on. Next article, Brother Bragg sent this one. Crisis actor is a Fox News intern. And my sister Star said, I wonder what is the mental state of those who participate in things like this. I love, and I didn't forget you, Sister Star. I didn't forget you, Marvin, on your request. I will, you know, I was doing a class and just got tired and knocked out, but I will respond to the question that you asked about what I talked about on the show yesterday. Next one, article, came, we posted this just before we went off. Senate approves defense bill allowing the draft of women. Man, so then the next one, this is what's my commentary to that. And I would like for you to really think about this. People who don't fight wars don't get to start them. If the people who do are smart, no, it's time to remove those who pick fights and decide how they're engaged. This is what we need to change. We definitely, definitely need to change. And Brother Bragg reposted Hillary Clinton's women should be included in the draft. Hillary, take your killing buds. You've killed enough people more than many, many serial killer of men, so you're a professional killer. I call the Clintons the political serial killers. You know the history. And it's not just them. It's many of them. The current CEO of America is a serial killer. All of them have been. This is what needs to stop. So next article. This one is a very serious article. Only 9 people checked this out. This is critical. This one comes from Big Story. Air, land, sea, cyber. NATO adds a cyber to operation area. NATO adds cyber to operations area. NATO agreed Tuesday to make cyber operation a part of its war domain, along with air, sea, and land operations as it beefs up its defenses. And listen, let me tell you something. They made a case to attack Russia because of cyber attacks. We told you this a while ago, that this is going to be happening. There's going to be a cyber attack within the financial, within the geopolitical, and with the military that is going to lead us into global nuclear war one, GNW1. Listen, we are going to do the 96-hour margin call. We're going to pick that up also tomorrow. This is something we will do. That's going to be the first thing we need to do, that because it's critical, because this is where we are. Next article comes from one of the lamestream medias. And this one has the head of Department of Homeland Security. And it says, gun control is now a matter of homeland security. Let me tell you something. This is, you know where the homeland security came from? From the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Some of the same influence and some of the same people that had Nazi ties actually developed it for the year. And this is what they always do. This is who they are. And this was my commentary on this. These people are a part of the real threat. By following the orders given to them, they, however, aren't the greatest threat. That would lie at our feet, for blindly looking at the system as the authorities. And it says, shaking my head. These people are committed to carrying out the master's message without giving real thought as to the end result, because they don't care. All they want is to retire under master's coverage plan. This is no different than Colin Powell's UN moment. How quickly we forget the multitude of their lies, deception, and destruction. Sad thing is, reality won't, and history will repeat itself again, but this time in your home. So this is the Homeland Security Secretary Johnson, and this is just so staged. And I'm telling you, this is a Colin Powell moment. That UN moment was to actually get the whole world engaged and to start the global war that led to the destruction of millions of people being killed in Iraq. And now it's going to make its way here in those exact same things, because we did not stop it then, and we better be careful if we don't stop it now. The same end results will be at hand. Ridiculous. Next, this one comes from the Shanghai Gold announcement. Man, this was a major announcement. With the aim of diversifying trading funds, resources, and reducing funding costs, the Shanghai International Gold Exchange is scheduled to launch bonds as margin collateral services on June the 27th of 2016. As an enhancement of margin collateral services, the details are listed below. Listen, China is placing themselves to be the economic superpower of the world, which they already are. And these are the moves that are going to happen. Listen, there was one thing I wanted to tell you all. I was made aware of major banks that are going to start to lend based off of a person's assets. And this is something that we talked about many a times before. We said they're not going to care about your credit history. They're going to care about if you have any assets that can actually be used as collateral for debt. So a person with 100 credit score or a person with 1,000 credit score, the person with 1,000 credit score will not be will be denied, while the person with 100 will if they have assets. This is the key, people. They want to put these assets on their book because they know that we're going through a debt from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy while we're running around worried about cream and being consumers. Cream, cash rules everything around me. Cash is the wage of a slave. We need to really, everyone needs to really start to accumulate assets now while you still can, because believe me, China is the one that's going to close the door on that. And once they do, whatever you have in assets-wise will basically be with what you are going to be left with to deal with in the global economy and to position yourself. It's so important that we understand this, and we'll make the point of this at a later date. Today is totally why Thursday, so we will bring this back up. Next article, World Banks drive climate chaos with hundreds of billions in extreme energy financing. Check that out. Next article comes from RT today, Russia Today. First telescope tracking dangerous asteroids goes live in Russia. Let me tell you something. That was the front. What really went live is they're being able to track hypersonic missiles. The global war is at hand, ladies and gentlemen. It is here. Next one, Switzerland withdraws longstanding application to join the EU. The European Union is going to, in my opinion, going to collapse. And within a matter of time, months or weeks after that, the U.S. economy will totally start to sink and go closer to the bottom. The Titanic has already struck, and the lifeboats are already half full or already in the water and are moving away from the sinking Titanic. Move away, ladies and gentlemen. This is some of your last opportunities really to do that. And we'll talk about how you could do that later on. Not today, but in maybe in Monday's show or part of tomorrow's show after we get into the 96-hour margin call. And I'll include that, and I'll show how it works in the margin call hypothetical scenario that we'll get. Get ready for artificial meteor showers. A Japanese company aims to create on-demand showing skies of, by 2018, how it would look. Tell that article. Next one from Bill Gross. Negative yields are a $10 trillion supernova that will explode. If you know anything about Bill Gross, he's been telling people, you better get prepared because it's going to, and his overall, he's one of the bond gurus in the world. He's actually has made many enemies from the stands that he's taken to try to warn and tell people, but Gross, really, no one can really touch. So check out that article. Next one, turn off nagging self-doubt. Very, very important. Everyone should read this because you need not doubting yourself. Check out that article. Next one, Press TV, China warship shadows U.S. aircraft carrier. I wouldn't be surprised if one of those get if at some point in time, because aircraft carriers are old and outdated. So, and last one before we go into the commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to go straight to Brother Davis We've caught up on all of the news. This one comes from Bloomberg. China dumping more than treasuries. Oh, man. You got to check this article out. They are also in a fire sale. And I said, notice the language. I spoke about this type of wording during many shows. Listen, this is why I said right now you have to be strategical in your overall accumulation of things. I don't think that the thing that you should be doing is acquiring assets, not doing other things, other investments. Get rid of them. Let me tell you why. You don't need, in my opinion, you should be definitely protecting yourself and getting into the anchor of the new economy, and that's going to be the precious metal. For those that are engaging in buying real estate, investment homes and things of that nature, if you're buying home for you to stay in, a farm or things of that, that's an asset. That's what you should be doing. But if you're looking to invest in homes and things of that nature and invest in other vehicles right now, it's the wrong time for that. Let me tell you, you may think that you are getting a deal right now, but when this economy collapses, you're going to be selling it far less at the fire sale. This is the design and the deception that's going on. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks with Brother Davis for a totally wide Thursday.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Aran, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us today is a totally wise Thursday. And we have Brother Davis in queue, and we bring Brother Davis up, and we're going to jump right into Wise Thursday, Totally Wise Thursday. But let me just say this, everyone, because I know Brother Davis is really going to talk and to try to get you to actually change your overall response to things. Really listen. Really, really listen. Not with your ears. Listen with your spirit. So what this brother and this sister is going to be presenting you, we have to. We are moving very rapidly into a position where what you do now will set up what you will be doing at the appropriate time when things go awry. And it's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of response and positioning yourself. So really listen. Call in. Ask questions. This is why we have Tando Radio Show, because everyone that is active in Tando Radio Show, the Davises, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Scotty, Brother Bragg, Roz, Mel, Jambone, Tony, we care about you, and it's actually we want you to start to do things to protect yourself and protect your family so that we could collectively have the prudence to come together at the appropriate time. So without further ado, brothers and sisters, I present to you Brother Davis. Brother Davis, thank you so much. The floor is yours, my good friend.
Good evening. Good evening, brothers and sisters. It is another opportunity for me to be able to come to you and give you some information that you could use. Some information that I begin to realize that we have become victimized by. The reason why do I say that is because we are naive to the weaponry being used against us by the very people who are governing over us. We fail to realize that we have volume. And know why we fail to realize we have volume? Because you hear, when you speak, one voice. When you have an idea and you convey that idea, you hear one voice. But we're not doing what we can do so that we could give that voice volume. And listen, don't think for a minute that you're the exception, because we are all being victimized by the same things. You ever ride down the road and you see these here cell phone towers that have, 50 or 20 different apparatuses on them? They're all focusing on you. Believe me, when you reach a point where you see that you should make a decision to your advantage, and you don't make that decision when you do, and you come back about, 2 or 3 hours later and say, wow, you know what? I wish I would have went on ahead and did that. That's not unusual behavior. But it's programmed. And the reason why it's programmed, because as long as you're indecisive, then they don't have to worry about you making a decision that's going to be offensive. Now, what do I mean about offensive? I mean a decision made to your advantage. So they always put us in situations where we're making decisions out of defense. Okay? Now, how do they make a put you in a position to make a decision out of defense? Well, they'll ask you, what do you think? What do you believe? So literally, before you articulate your answer, you're trying to think of how to convey that answer that would be suitable for that person's understanding. Why? You are entitled to an opinion, right or wrong. But when you don't have the self-confidence to convey your opinion, then literally, a lot of people take the easy way out. Well, you know, I really didn't think about it. What do you think? See, you throw it back to someone else. Now, in reality, you're giving them your power. And a lot of people say, oh, no. Well, I'm explaining that. I'm explaining why. Because it is so important for us to understand what and why we do what we do. Because we are approaching now a point in which we are coming up on no return. Now, what do you say? What do you mean by no return? I mean, when you get to a place where you know you should make a decision, but you keep putting off and putting it off and putting it off, eventually you'll say, oh, well, forget about it. Knowing that that very decision is going to come back and haunt you. Because in reality, you should have made it when you had the opportunity to make it to your best advantage. So, how do they do that? Well, they do it with a multiplicity of things. They do it with their airways. They do it through frequency. They do it through television. They do it through radio. They do it through the average sounds you hear walking down the street. Now, how many of you were going to a bus or they're going to catch a bus and look down at your watch and realized that you're running tight on time? And just as you look up, you see the bus and you start running to that point where you're is a bus stop. That is a program. Because see, at that point, you have literally left all of your interests out of that decision based on your time. Because now you're running for their time. So do you understand how naive and subtle these programming processes are, but they're in cahoots with each other? Absolutely right. Because if you keep you running from program to program, literally, you don't connect. And they know that. And that's why the system is designed to keep you off your game and focus on their game. Because they play to win. The only people in this game of life that we're in that don't play to win are us. The ones being lured into a state of, should I say, gradual transition. And the reason why I say gradual transition is because you don't see it as they see it. You see it from the one voice perspective. You see, they already know through trials and tribulations and tests and technology how you're going to react. Now, I know that may seem strange to you, but let me bring clarity. Have you ever seen a dog attack somebody? You may not be the one being attacked, but depending on the ferocity of that dog's attack, you will inherit the fear. And that dog has nothing, you may not have been anywhere near the original attack, but in reality, the effects of the attack are taking a toll on the way you perceive dogs from that point on. Because now you see yourself in a situation like that around every dog. Not in the situation of being attacked, but in the realm of possibility. And understand how I said that, because in reality, the realm of possibility is where programming has its greatest power. And we submit to it on a daily basis, because we know that regardless of what we do, we think we have an option. We don't. And the reason why we don't have an option is because we have already been programmed. That's right. They know that you're going to make one of three decisions in a situation of a dog fight. If you see dogs fighting now, you are going to either make sure you're well away, make sure that you're in a situation that you find to be a safe zone, or you're going to take an offensive position. What does that mean? That means if, say, the dog's attacking a child, you might find yourself picking up a stick and going over there and getting into fray because of your fear for the child. And that is what you call a nurturing instinct. And you know what the sad part is? We're even losing that. And we're losing that because we fail to realize the basic lessons that our parents told us. What is that basic lesson? Everybody has heard this, so I want to make it very clear. As a child, your mother always said, stay away from this stove because it's hot. How many of y'all have heard that? But yet, your identification of the fear had not rose to understand the concept. But that day that you touched that stove and it was hot, now you know. You see, we are approaching that stage now where we have to get clarity in our behavior. And the reason why is because now we have become so victimized that no one really is giving serious respect to what it is that our interests are, i.e. the election. Now, why would I say that? Because some of you root for Hillary and some of you root for Trump or whatever, and you have your reasons for it. But if you do your due diligence, you'll find out that neither of them are going to look out for your best interests only because of what they've done in the past. You see, we have to forgive ourselves for our own intellectual delinquency. And when we do, we can start to wake up that spirit of change in us. We all have it. And the reason why we have it is because it helps mold the character of the person that we are. But it's always under attack. And see, what really bothers me is that when I begin to realize in myself that there was something else I can do that I was not doing, and knowing I was not doing it, I begin to realize that was my responsibility. Because as that process, you go through that process, remember I told you when truth hits the program, there's an identification zone in there that allows you to identify your own truth. That's happening in every one of our lives. What are we doing about it? Are we staying away from the stove because we know it's hot? Are we being victimized by the program because it's projecting fear? You see, there would never be any heroes if there was not a certain degree of fear. And that's fine. Because I'm going to tell you something, when you get over that fear, you become empowered. This is what this is all about. Empowering ourselves to apply what we know to our best interest. And, you know, I run across people saying all the time, well, how do you do that? How do you begin to identify those things that are holding me back? Well, you have to self-examine yourself. See, a person can hang out with you and become a friend to you, but that don't mean they'll be honest with you. And the reason why is because you have to practice honesty with you, within yourself. You know there's certain things that you want to do today? Then what you need to do is operate your day in reference to the things that you want to do. Now, am I saying don't go and do the things of work so that that you can make resources? No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. But I am telling you that there is a way that you can incorporate your day with the work assignment that you have on yourself to bring in resources, as well as to expand who you are so that you can catch the potential of greater resource in the future. And that's not what we're doing, because we see ourselves as a voice, one solo voice. But you know what's unique about that? You may not be able to sing at all, but if you put yourself in the company of those people who have a good harmony, you have what's called a melody zone of vibration. And your melody zone of vibration may not be to be vocal. Your melody zone may be to hum in harmony, but it adds the voice. You see, nobody really were into large choirs. You know why? For a long time. And you know why? Was because everybody thought that everybody in the choir had to bring a certain element of volume to the song. But what you don't know is in large choirs, there are people who don't sing at all. There are people that sustain the melody. And that melody may be something simple that we're not picking up on. And every time you listen, it sounds so fantastic. But that person that's in that choir who says, you know what, I really want to sing out loud because I'm kind of off key. Now, their melody adds to the volume of the choir sound. What makes a choir so unique is that they sing in one voice. That's what this is about. Brothers and sisters, we have to start singing in one voice. We have to be responsible to take on our part in the melody. A lot of people are probably saying, well, I don't understand. Well, let's look at the things that add to our life, okay? Let's take something very basic. All right, let's look at
did we lose Brother Davis? Oh my man, I hope we didn't lose Brother Davis, because this okay, we have a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller real quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on? It's Doc.
Hey, Doc, what's going on? Hold on, Doc, 1 second. Trying to bring Brother Davis up. We're not getting him. Hold on.
Okay.
I see him talking, but we're not hearing him. Scotty, are you there? I think our whole... everything went down. So, okay, we're going to try to work this out. Doc Hawkins, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, you know. I was just listening in, and the brother made a lot of crucial points.
Didn't? Oh my goodness!
Yeah, man. You know, you know, and again, I think that we could plug so many things into that, but those were very powerful words you spoke, you know.
Doc, yes, and it was actually what it is that we really needed to hear from the wise among us. And it, you know, I'm going to tell you, and that's something that I've always learned, that the fool learns from experience while the wise heeds good instruction. And Brother Davis was giving great and life-changing and life-enhancing instructions. So, and as you do your work, and what you stand for, what Brother Davis stands for, it's we really need to actually gravitate to some of our true people that care about us, and people that sincerely want us to progress and to move forward. And I consider you and Brother Davis and so many others as those individuals. I won't put it in the context that the system likes to put it in, leaders, because then they like to target individuals. I like to put it in the context of you are great, the great individuals that care, and that ones in which we should learn from as much as we possibly can to bring out our own individual talents and abilities, and to work and foster with them. So, Brother Davis, definitely give us a call back in. Everything just dropped, and I'm not surprised that it dropped because of what you were dropping. I'm going to try to text Brother Davis, but we got Dr. Hawkins in right now. Okay, Brother Davis jumped off, so he's going to call back in. Doc, what's going on? How are you feeling? I just want to tell everyone I received some of the great work from Dr. Hawkins. The filtering, oh my goodness, it's phenomenal. Doc, hold on. We got Brother Davis back in real quick. Hold on 1 second, Doc. Brother Davis, are you there? Brother Davis? Okay, Brother Davis, if you can hear us, we can't hear you right now. It may just be where you are. So if you could drop out and then pick back up, I'll get you back to where you were. And in the meantime, we're going to talk to Doc Hawkins as we wait for you, Brother Davis. Okay, he just left. He'll come back in. Doc Hawkins, I just want to say, wow, what a beautiful piece of work. I just received Doc Hawkins' filtration system. And you can tell great work when you see it. And I can't wait to actually get this installed, Doc, and I just want to thank you for you being who you are and what you're doing, brother.
Oh, hey, man, you know, no problem. It was a pleasure, you know. and I can't wait for you to enjoy it as well, man, you know. You know, that's what it's about, man, prepare.
Yes, sir. That's what it is. It's all about that. It is all about. Hold on, Doc, we got Brother Davis back in. Hold on 1 second. Brother Davis, are you there? Give Brother Davis a second. If you can hear us, Brother Davis, we see you in queue, but we just can't hear you. Okay, try to give us a call back, Brother Davis, or just jump in at any time. So, Doc Hawkins, we're going to go back to you. And, Doc, you know, right now, oh, there, Brother Davis?
Yeah, I can hear them a little.
Yeah, I can hear them now. Brother Davis, we can hear you. We can hear you now, Brother Davis. Yes, okay, he left. He'll come back. So we'll get him all squared away. And we got Doc Hawkins with us right now. So we got a couple of minutes before we go to a commercial break, but until then, let's talk to Doc Hawkins. Dr. Hawkins, what inspired you to do this work that you're doing, and why did you do it?
Well, you know, it's about, you know, getting to the next level. And,
yeah.
You know, as I was talking to my good brother, Dr. Wallace, earlier today, You know, he expressed the same sentiments, and you know, that the black community at some point needs to get beyond talking about solutions and actually providing solutions. And you know, for me, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, how do we wrestle with those issues and overcome them for the greater good. And for me, that's in the forefront of my mind a lot. And I've even put myself in some hell of a positions, you know, helping others and speaking truth to power. You know, when you speak truth to power, you know, the demons don't like that.
And, no.
The demons have a lot of minions. And you wouldn't believe what I've been through, man. But, you know, I definitely can't wait to share more information with you about that on a personal tip. But we're organizing something very special here in the near future. And I talked to you about it a bit yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And, we got certain key players on board today. And, you know, we're going to move forward with it. And we all have the same objectives and mindset, you know.
Yeah.
Those people that are serious, hey, you know, we're going to reach out to them, educate them, build with them, and, you know, take it from there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can't wait, and we're definitely going to do that. Brother Davis, are you in queue? Can you hear us? Okay. We can see Brother Davis in queue, but we can't hear him at all. Well, let's check this other line. This may be... Brother or Sister Davis. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, Mr. Davidson. Sorry for this technical difficulties,
no,
but you did hear my husband talk about those towers, so maybe they heard him. Hold on a minute.
Hold on one second, Doc, as Brother Davis comes on.
I'm right here, brother. I'm sorry. I apologize for the technical difficulties here. But we're right now, we're going, we're transitioning, and we're, and it's so deep because what we're doing is against nature.
Hold on, guys. Sorry.
And while you're doing that, let me just say this, Brother Davis. Of course, one of the most powerful, and Brother Dr. Hawkins is on, and as he said, just... the point, the critical point that you were actually, the barriers that you were breaking by your commitment and your energy, we all could feel and we could all understand. And this is the beauty of our people. You know, from Doc Hawkins to you and Sister Davis, there isn't anything that we should be wanting or lacking now. And this is what you were talking about, and this is with Doc Hawkins, who's also on the line. And it's amazing. Let me tell you how amazing it is. Right when you went out, Brother Davis, Doc Hawkins called, and it was instantaneous that he was there. This is who we are.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell you, I have both of you on the line. But see, Doc Hawkins didn't know that exactly when you went out is exactly when he came in to the team. And that's not by chance. That's not by chance. That's by collective design. So I love you, brothers. And the floor is back yours. Doc Hawkins is here. Doc, hold on at any time, because I know that Brother David would love to have you chime in with anything. So, Brother Davis, the floor is back to yours, sir, and we are all here on Totally Wise Thursday. Well, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break, though, Brother Davis. So just sit settled in and regain where it is that you want to pick up from, and then when we come out of a commercial break, we'll come right back to you. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project.
a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Good evening. Am we on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, listen, first of all, I want to extend my warm welcome to Brother Doc Hawkins. I'm always appreciative at any time he calls the show because he does bring a unique content. But one of the individual things that I wanted to bring to people's attention is that we have strayed from what is called our universal laws. Now, the reason why you may not have heard them is because they're kept hidden in plain view. And the reason why they're kept hidden in plain view is because we are under a system that does not want you to identify them. Because if you identify them, they couldn't blur the lines. One of the things I was talking about in reference to that fear factor is how it transcends through one of the windows. Windows meaning how information or transition enters into your mind. So it's through what you see, what you hear, and those sort of things, reactions, touch, the senses, all of these here offer an avenue for information to come into your mind. What you don't know is universally you have the ability to enhance these things. And the reason why is because that is a part of your birthright. You see, there has been so much taken away from us that getting you to understand things like universal law, I have to take you step by step. That's why I started off with the concept of programming and how we jump from program to program and how it keeps us off our focus and takes us away who ourself is. So when we emulate those people who are running the programs, we are emulating what they expectation that they have placed upon us, meaning that we lose total perspective of who we are. So therefore, we don't really gain an understanding of our purpose of being human. You see, we accept life as a given and don't realize it is a blessing. So therefore, we have times where we really don't have the appreciation for life that we should have, and then all of a sudden someone leaves us, and now we begin to look at life a slightly different, because now we see the value of the person that has left us because we no longer have access to them anymore. This is a universal principle. And you see, the sad part about it is that these are where our values are. But just know, you can go out and buy any material thing you want, and in a period of time, it would lose your interest. You cannot get your resources back from that thing, at least not what you've invested. But yet, you thought if you had that, it would make you happy. But really, if you want to look at with open eyes, look at how many people who've had millions and millions of dollars that became self-destructive because they thought things to them could give them something that they didn't already possess. And you possess everything you need. It's how you apply it that brings you joy. And that's why we must focus on self. And in focusing on self, we must see our principal purpose as oneness with humanity. If we see ourselves separate, then we are engrossing in the very things that keep us separated. And the reason why is because we're finding value in something that has nothing to do with us. The sad part about it is that when we develop to the degree that that thing has no more value to us. All we do is toss it aside. So what we're talking about today is understanding how we give volume to our voice so we can give value to our purpose.
Call in Q, Brother Davis, just to listen up.
Okay, all right. I'll take the caller Q right now.
Ooh, I did not want to interrupt. I was, oh my goodness. Okay, here we go. Go to the call. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother David?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
No, that was me who said hello.
Sorry.
To you.
Caller, that's in queue. Your number is five. Your area code, I guess, is 510. You're in queue. Go ahead. Give me a second. Okay. Well, hold on, caller. If you have a question, just make it known. Else, we're going to move on. Okay. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay. We must see ourselves living in a time in which we decide what success is, not outside of us. Because when we allow others to decide what success is, we will never reach success according to their standards. We must set our own standard. And the reason why we must set our own standard is because we all play at different qualities. And that quality that you play at may be sufficient for team play, but you may not think it's sufficient for one-on-one interaction. You don't want to be challenged, because when you're challenged, you have to perform solely. See, the reason why individual sports play such a major role in your thinking process is because you have to have a mindset of trying to achieve what it is you're trying to do. See, that's why they bring sports into the growth pattern at such an early age, because they're literally teaching you how to think according to their thought process. You see, if we played sports, it was not for competitive. It was actually because of the joy of being able to be in oneness with a group in an activity. So, literally, think about it. How many times as a child do you remember playing something like backyard baseball or street basketball? And even if you won or lose, it was the fun of playing it. You see, that's what our lives should be. We should be enjoying every aspect of it. But there are so many other elements that are trying to move us away from our program that we do not understand that we do have control. And this is what is so important about understanding where you are and what, how your voice is. Like I said, some of them are great singers, but others are great hummers. And you don't have to be able to sing the song to add to the quality of the melody, but you must participate. And see, this is where we are. We have to participate in order to be able to enjoy that element that is added to our lives. You had heard me say earlier today, Black Talk Radio was a perfect example. But you know, it's interesting how technology is. And this is a personal experience. I went to Black Talk Radio so I could make a contribution. And I found out that because I have PayPal on my phone, the cookies would not allow me to literally pay or to make my donation the way I wanted to, because the cookies were saying no. Now, I could have gave up there. But what I did was I went into the system to find out how these cookies had so much control. And that's what's happening in our lives, my brothers and sisters. There are cookies in the system that are literally controlling and allowing you only to do what your due diligence requires. So if you get frustrated with, oh, I can't do it, and walk away, then it's not done. But if you get into the due diligence of understanding the cookies and how they can block you, you can literally disable those cookies. And see, we have to disable the cookies in our lives that are stopping us from making the decisions
that are best suited for us as individuals to make the decisions that literally serve our purpose. I'm looking at an election now. None of these candidates have ever done anything for black people. Think about it. None. Now, I give Bernie Sanders some grace because he was a part of the civil rights movement. But most of the children from 13 and up to at least 25, let's say 35, they can't identify with the civil rights movement. And if they haven't been taught about it, they literally say some very, very ridiculous things. Matter of fact, on Facebook one day, I see one girl right in there, Nicki Minaj did more for black people than Martin Luther King. If you don't know the nuances, you can't blame the person's concept because lack of knowledge projects itself. And it's so important that we play a role in understanding how the knowledge can work to our advantage, but we must apply it. So we can't continually look at ourselves as being the victims of other people's purpose. And that's what's happening. Anytime you turn that TV on, you allow yourself victimization. You see things on there that you wouldn't do, that would be degrading to you, but you turn it on.
Now, here's the dynamic. Call us back, Brother David.
Okay, put them on.
Okay, one second. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question for Brother David? We can hear you in the background. Did you have a question or comment for Brother David? The last four is 5738.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hey, sister, how you doing? Go ahead.
Oh.
Brother Davis is on. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Jackie Kelly, and I'm in a situation where, you know, I thought our program today was going to be on fear, and I sent in some comments on fear, and right now I'm living a nightmare. I don't know what to do. I've been robbed of over $1 million with no compensation because the sheriff can't figure out how the burglars are getting to my home. I'm a black senior citizen who, had I been a white woman, would not have been treated this way. The robberies are still going on. I have no support. I'm like an animal in a box. Every day is a nightmare. How do I live with this? How do I keep going? What do I do? It's a dilemma with no answer, sir.
Sister, this is Brother Davis.
Yes.
You should, let me give you my number and call me.
Please.
Directly. This
Please.
Isn't really the form for me to really approach that. But if you
it's
call
hard.
Me directly, oh, I could only imagine how hard it is. But
I've lost 47 years. 47 years of my life gone with no help. Sir,
okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, let me convey this to you again. If you
okay.
can call me off the air when I could work with you one-on-one, it would
okay.
be easier because I
okay.
cannot convey to you what I need to deal with you individually in this forum because there are so many people here that are
yes.
also in need of certain things. So I'm giving them the tools in
right.
order to operate with. But if you call me separately where I could put some time in your situation and you one-on-one, I'd be more
okay.
than happy.
Wonderful.
Well, hold on, Brother Davis. Hold on.
Yes.
Sister, what I want to do is I want to give Brother Davis your number, okay? Is that okay?
Okay. Yes, he might not want his number out.
No,
did
no,
you
I'm
get
saying,
my comments?
No,
hold on, Brother Davis. Hold on, Brother Davis. I'll get this and I'll get it to you. Is it
okay.
going to be the 5738?
Yes.
The number?
510. Okay. 703-5738. And anyone out there who can help me, please call. I am alone in this battle, and it's horrible. I've aged 20 years in the past year. All my hair's fallen out, and people are constantly stealing the few things that are left. I can barely buy food now. I'm on Meals on Wheels, and I have no one to help me in this battle against evil. I need some help. I need some help for my brothers and sisters out there. I've been invisible.
and I've been suffering tremendously.
Yes, ma'am. We will give you a call. Brother Davis and I will give you a call, okay? We'll call you today, okay?
Please, sir, please.
Okay. Yes,
I don't know
will.
How much longer I can hang on. Thank you.
Yes, okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, this is Brother. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Okay, this is Brother Davis. I'm trying to convey to you that after today's show, I'll give you a call so we can spend some time one-on-one. And I also want you to remember this, that as long as you have your physical body and your mind, you're still in control and there's still things you can do. So if you give me the courtesy of just getting through this show, I'll give you a call after the show. Dave, you could text me her number.
Yes, sir. I got it.
All right, I appreciate
it. Yes, sir, I have everything.
Okay. It'll be after 8 when we call you on East Coast time. Okay, let me pick up where we left off. I was speaking in reference to how we can build our position, our self-position, to incorporate others, the like-mindedness, so that we can operate in a oneness as adding to a choir, so that we can give volume to our plan and our purpose. And that requires a personal commitment by you. And the reason why is because you're a part of something greater than yourself. And what is unique about being a part of something greater than yourself is that you may be the seed that turns in. Your idea may be the seed that turns into a great tree. Now, everybody sees trees all over, and we all know trees started out as a seed. But we also know that not every seed will become a great tree. See, that's why it's so important for us to be able to come together with our resources and like-mindedness and give volume to our purpose. And what I can't really get in to tell you is that the universe literally is waiting, because we take from the universe, but we fail to realize that the universe is a complement to yourself. Absolutely. Your thoughts, when you generate your thoughts, you literally are giving your energy to the universe. So you just heard the lady who called and she talked about fear. That is programmed. Fear is not natural. Fear is an emotion. But if you were never exposed to it, you would never have it. So there's a reason for that. That's why it's important that we focus on the things that build us instead of break us. And the reason why is because when we build on ourselves, we become stronger. We expand our degree of contribution in a multiplicity of areas. People think that they may have one skill, and they may be exceptionally well at that one skill, but they may not be able to teach that skill or convey that skill. So they come across someone else who is articulate. And you know, they say, you know, I like to start a class or a school where I can literally teach people how to do this because it can be a resource for them. But I don't really have the ability to put this together like in a program that I can convey in a classroom setting. And that person that they bring in may be articulate in the English language. So you see how those two ideas become greater by coming together. And this is what we must do. We become greater by coming together. When we turn off the TV set and pick up a book, just because of the magnitude of words that are in the book, we are being lifted intellectually on another level, because now we're using words with understanding. And that's not saying the effect of truly organizing and understanding the power of your words. Because everything we do, the universe has a connection with. Now, I keep going back to the universe because I want you to see it's bigger than you. A lot of people are walking around every day. They're going through something in their life, and it appears as though this is going to be the end, and it's not. People have been taught to be negative. They have been taught to be destructive. And that's what evil does. Think about it. If there is a force out here working for the good, there is a force out here working for the evil. So we have to become empowered enough to be able to control the flow of our thought process so that it adds to humanity, the oneness of man, and becomes a greater portion of our need. Now, why do I say the greater portion of our need? Because humanity, if one human needs something, there's another human out there who needs that same thing. It may be in a different area, or it may be across the street, or it may be next door. But see, we have to get away from trying to strategize until we can get ourselves organized. And that's where we are right now. We need organization so that we can come together and not put all of our time in strategy, because we also need mouthpieces. So we have once we get an organization, we can separate that into groups, because that's how the system works. But you got to see yourself as a part of the whole. And here's what's so unique about that. You may be a strategizer who is talking to somebody who else is a conveyor, who's talking to someone else who's a doer. So therefore, your strategy is being conveyed by someone else to a doer who's out there in the world doing exactly what you're strategizing about. But until we set up the network, we cannot convey these things. That goes back to the programming. When you allow yourself to be programmed, you're going to follow the program. But when you take an independent hold of your life and you start organizing your life and you start moving those things out of your life that have nothing to do with the quality of your life, and you begin to see the person that you want to be in there. It's just that you got to do some work in order for them to come out. All of our energies that we possess, and everybody who has a living spirit as energy, are being squandered on programs that are not allowing us to free it. And understand that you'll never reach your true potential until you allow yourself to think openly, to move freely, and to operate in a zone that brings joy to your life. Regardless of what happens around the world, I can always go to my place of peace. You know why? Because I built it. I took some work. The same things I taught you, what I've been teaching on these Wednesdays and Thursdays, those very same tools I use to find a place where I can go to and leave the world outside. Don't even bring a thought, because a thought is an opening. You don't want to even bring a thought here. Now, you want to sustain your will, because when you're in that place, you want to be able to still do what you want to do. So we have a responsibility to ourselves to expand to a point in which we can be courageous when we need courage. And right now, we need courage. It's sad to say, but a lot of us have been sitting back on our derrieres expecting someone else to do it. And then the people say, well, to do what? Well, let's look in your communities. There's a lot to do. Look in your family. There's a lot to do. Look in your life. There's always something to do. But that is our responsibility. And if we give it to somebody, you see what's happening. Look at the world. People have taken the world over by aggression. And when you sit back and say nothing and you have no voice, then they believe, meaning the rest of the world, that you're in agreement. And you may not be. You see, small statement makes a great roar. Every time I send an email out, I put on my email, Americans do not want war. Why do I do that? Because if it goes overseas, and I have friends overseas, and they read that, and it's coming to the United States, that gives them an argumentative point. When they sit down in their circles, in their communities, and they're talking about what's going on in the world, then they can speak up, you know, Americans don't want war. I received an email from someone, and on the top of the email was, Americans do not want war. So now they begin to understand the allegory and how war comes about based on selfishness of one ego or another. When they tell you it's about democracy, you be honest with yourself. How is it about democracy when you go into Afghanistan and all of a sudden now you control the poppy fields? It has nothing to do with democracy. We have to accept the truth in order for us to organize how the truth fits in our lives. We went in Iran to this day, and I'm going to tell you, I know from personal research, the average American has no idea of the destruction that went on over there and that is still going on, because America went into that country with an aggressive policy without a back door. And now this is havoc around the world. And this is why a lot of these chickens are coming home to roost right now. But we can do something about it if you add with me. Well, we add to the community, and the community adds to the city, and the city adds to the state, and we're all saying the same thing. I've been trying to get people to understand so much about being able to come together and voice ourselves and convey this in different avenues. It's our responsibility. And if not you, then who? So when you get to a point where you feel like there's nothing else I could do, who are you giving up on? Think about that. I've never reached a point where there's nothing else I could do. Now, I might have reached a point where I said, okay, well, I did the best I could. Because you can't do better than the best you could. As long as you know you did the best you could. You see, it is our responsibility to make an attempt to save the quality of life that we want to have. And really, if you do nothing, they've already destroyed it. It's just a matter of the timeline. I'm going to make a difference. How? I don't know. Where? I don't know. When? I don't know. But I'm applying myself every day so I can be able to identify that circumstance that would allow me to say, wait, that's not how we feel. But you really want me, let me articulate that for you, and that way we could get other people's opinion. You know, some people's afraid to say no. You ever been in a situation where you know the person that they're pointing ain't the best for the situation, and they'll say, okay, all the ayes will agree, say aye, and you end up saying aye, knowing that's what you don't want to do? Then stop. That's all. When you stop, then they can come back to you and say, well, you were in agreement. And then you have the opportunity to voice why you're not in agreement. You know, the sad part about it is that the world is looking for people like you, because you know what? They know you can stop this. They know you can stop the program. But if you don't do anything at all, guess what? They don't even see you. Because you're not making an effort to make change, they don't really want you to make waves. You understand what I'm saying? If you're not doing anything to make a change, they're not going to do anything for you. Okay, we're going to go to commercial. When we come back, those people who have questions, please call in, and we'll pick up right here.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. Dave, is anybody calling?
No, not right now, Brother Davis. You're good.
Okay. Let me say this here, everybody. You're at a point of creation right now. What is the point of creation? The point of creation is when you can do something to make change somewhere else. Okay? But you got to take on that responsibility. Not just you, me too. And that, you know, that point of creation changes every day. And the reason why it changes every day is because we may see something different that we can do, or that adds to the thought process that we had yesterday. And we implement that. And when we implement that, we expand ourselves. I talked to you before about food. Well, I've begun to do so much research on food, and I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian because I don't like meat. I'm a vegetarian because I understand what meat does to my body. But until a person evolves to understand that without doing research, they'll never reach it. Because if they don't do the research, they cannot have what's called a testimony in reference to it. So I got a testimony. My testimony is that I'm losing weight, I'm feeling stronger, my blood pressure is going down, my natural body rhythm is more relaxed. I've been able to do the research to find my comfort zone and found my place of peace. So literally, a little bit of knowledge can be a snowball at the top of a hill as it begins to develop going down. And as you begin to develop, you'll begin to see there's certain things you don't need. You don't need the TV. You don't need the radio. You have the tools to go out and listen to the things that's going to edify you. Read what is going to edify you, or put yourself in the circles that you're going to be around people that when you leave them, you feel like you're being empowered. And that's what you do on Black Talk Radio. So I want you to understand that what is the exception is you, because you're taking the time to do it. A lot of people that you know are doing nothing. And as long as you're doing something that's going to enhance the quality of person you are or the quality of life you have, then you've taken responsibility. But we have to do more. Not just you. Understand how I said that. We have to do more. There's a multiplicity of what I call material agencies. Now, what are material agencies? These are agencies that are not universal. And the reason why I say they're not universal, because they're external from ourselves. So they're not connected with nature. Okay, if you listen to Black Talk Radio, you hear them talk about the prison industrial complex. That's not internal. That's external. But it's a multiplicity of agencies that work against us. But if we sit back and don't voice ourselves, or don't have Brother Scotty and Black Talk Radio to bring us the information about what it's doing to us, and literally it's being done on a constant basis, it's a continuum, we cannot change it until we do something about it. And if it's just voicing ourselves, scaring those corporations that literally are feeding into that, and tell them we are not going to purchase your services or your goods as long as you continue to put your resources into something that is so condemning to our community. But we can't do that when people listen to the problem and don't see themselves as part of the solution. Because I'm going to tell you something, just like it's my responsibility, and I feel that way, to do something. Eventually, if you feel that way, then that's no longer me alone. You see, that's what's important about the harmony of a chorus. And we need a chorus of people so that we can give volume. We can give volume not only to interests of to us as black people, but to interests of humanity. I mean, think about it. You know why they don't talk about Fukushima no more? Because they want you to forget about it. But here's what they want you to understand is this. That, well, it's happened, and you should put it behind you. You can't. It's killing every day. It's killing every day. So do you be quiet until you are the victim?
or do you speak up in reference to the people who are being victimized by it now? It's killing every day. When you walk out in that street and you turn your key, do you realize every time my wife is in a car by herself, even if it's going cross town during the daylight hours, we should have an inherent natural worry. Why? Because there's so many things out here happening today. A lot of times, you know what I say? Well, I ride along. And I take a book. And if she's going in to do her thing, I'll read my book. But I know one thing. If I pick up that phone and it's ringing, she'll be on the other end. And I could talk with a few steps. I could be right beside her. So I don't intrude on what she, her purpose is. But I definitely am making sure that she knows that I care, that she enjoys herself and comes back to the fold that we call home, our sanctuary, so that we can have time together, because that is part of the joy in my life. And if you protect that joy in your life the same way, then you're beginning to see the vision about coming together as a chorus. Because literally, I don't want nothing to happen to you either. I don't have to know you to love you. You see, love has been so twisted. See, love is an act done for somebody else without any connections or expectations involved. Period. Without any expectations involved. So you don't have to have an affectional connection. The reason why you have that now is because you've been programmed that way. But literally, one of your biggest setbacks, and I've mentioned this before, is emotion. Because people make decisions out of emotion that have nothing to do with the tools they need to make the decision that is best suited for them. But yet, because you're so used to running the program, literally, that works to your disadvantage. And you see it every day out here in the street when it comes to the police. Because the police now can pull out their, walk up to you, pull out their gun and shoot you. If nobody saw it, you know what they're going to say? They reach for my gun, I fear for my life. Wait a minute. If you got the gun and this person didn't have the gun, why would they reach for your gun? Well, I stopped. See, they have to initiate something. And once they initiate it, most black people get emotional. And once you get emotional, you've given them the carte blanche to say, I feared for my life. But yet you have the gun. You see, I love you. I ain't going to be here forever. I love my teachers. And some of them are gone. But you know, the greatest gift they gave me is to know that the lesson that I learned, I can convey. I may not teach it the way it was taught to me, but I can convey it to someone else so that they can do the same in return. That's called each one teach one. That's called being raised by a village. These things aren't new to us, but we have gotten so distant from them because society and the program teaches us, well, if it ain't about me, then why bother? Because literally, you should be about you. And if you really love you, then you should love all those things that represent a greater you. All I'm asking you for, my brothers and sisters, is to take control and participate in this life. Because I really can't expose you to what I like to. You see, when people like Dr. Hawkins comes on, he comes from a scientific spiritual connection. But I've also told you already that even in his genre of what he does, he may stumble across something that he needs someone that has a telepathy to enhance what this product does. So if you've evolved to that point and you would understand, then maybe you could be a fit for something he's doing on the journey he's on to enhance the quality of life for humanity. So we all play a role. You understand that? And see, the important part is what you do. Because if you're waiting for someone else, they may never come. And those people who are out there waiting for a savior,
ask yourself one question. How many years are you going to wait? What's a satisfactory amount of time when you can be living a quality of life to its fullest right now? You know, it's interesting. I have many people say to me, man, you work with your wife. Wait a minute. You and your wife are in this truck 24 hours a day. How do you do it? I tell them, well, you know, sometimes we go down the road, it's bumpy, and so most of the time it's smooth. And it's all, you're speaking from a truck driver's perspective. That's a life perspective. I don't know any marriage on this earth that is going to look up in every day and say, every day is sunshine. When naturally, rain is a part of nature. It doesn't make sense. But now, if that's how they build their relationship, I'm not critical, by no means. But I know this, I don't want my wife to be a carbon copy. I want her to be the lady she is. Because she does things that enhances me. Just because of her knowledge of things. You know what? She got me in the plans. Yeah, I wasn't in the plans. I'm going to say it straight up. When she's talking about, oh, well, I just want to go down to the farmer's market and check out some plans. Well, you know, that wasn't high on my list of things to do. But when I went with her and I started listening to her, I began to understand what perennials were. And I began to understand what seasonal flowers are. See, it's a growth process. And we all have to participate in this process somewhere if we're going to expand our human footprint. And the sad part about it now is that we're allowing our human footprint to be destroyed because of our soft...
Yes, hello, this is Jackson.
What we need
yes,
to
hello,
do
this is Dr.
is
Office
take a
Houston.
Positive situation and use it to our advantage. And every positive situation that you think about on a daily basis can literally be turned into a characteristic plus to you. And believe me, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful... Sometimes when I see my wife, I could have been driving all night. And you would think the sun just came up. And the reason being is because sometimes that's just how what she adds to me. And I feel the same way about other people. I go places and I just start talking. Interesting enough, I went to a Sam's Club one time and walked up to a lady and said, you know, you look like you could be some of my kin. And when we got to talking, she was. You never know. But if you don't go ahead and take the initiative, you will never, never know. So literally, what I'm trying to get you to understand tonight is, it is important. It's imperative. It's an absolute necessity that we start finding our voices. We start turning off that TV set. If you're listening to some songs that are degrading, turn it off. Why? That's a good question. Because what you don't know is that your mind and body works on frequencies. Now, your brain literally works on different levels. All right? Some levels give you more insight into that so-called realm of meditation. And then there's that point in which your brain waves can slow down and you become more of a magnet of information that is being processed. But then there are times when the programs are hitting you so hard that you can't concentrate at all. And the reason being is because they don't want you to concentrate, because when you don't concentrate, you are more receptive to the programs that they're trying to put in you. And they do this audibly, meaning through your ears. They do it visually, meaning through your eyes. And they do it transformingly, meaning that when you watch TV, you're watching TV that works on a frequency that no other TV in the world is designed to do, except the TVs made for America. Now, what does that mean? That means that you're seeing 60 frames of image per second. So therefore, when you think that you're only seeing
a picture that's moving, you're seeing a multiplicity of frames simultaneously. So in that process, you're being placed into a trance. Now, I know you people have seen other people watch TV, and it seems like they're hypnotized, they're drawn to the set. Well, that's those people who physically, outwardly show their trance. They're trancing. And that's what it is. You're being trained to be able to watch that TV so that that subliminal message can be placed and you will follow the message, thinking that you're making a decision based on your own, but you're not, because it's been transplanted in you. So when you hear them songs of misogyny, when they're talking about black women, and you walk down the street and you see one of them very shapely sisters, and you take and you look and it's a beautiful day and she's progressed, projecting herself, having a good time, and you smile and you say hello and keep walking, then you might turn around and take a look because you see her joy. Well, that third look is when you are inviting something into your thought process that has nothing to do with that encounter of walking down the street. Why? Because of those songs of misogyny that you listen to and you think, oh, I like the beat, but you're not listening to the words that are being transcended in your mind. So therefore you react because the words are teaching you to do something through your thought process that you have no business to do. You wouldn't do it to your mother, but yet you'll do it to a woman walking down the street you don't even know. We must wake up, brothers and sisters. This is real. And if you don't believe it, ask yourself this. Why are so many black people voting for Hillary Clinton when the Clintons literally have locked up, destroyed, and literally dismantled black families on a magnitude which it cannot even be counted? But yet, y'all tell you, oh, they got the black vote. It's the programming and the organization. Because, see, for those of you who don't know, let me give you a quick link. The organization behind that are those groups that literally take money from those sources that the Clintons are connected with. So then when it comes time for the Clintons to run, those sources go back to them and say, you know, remember that money I gave you? Well, the reason why we had that money available to us is because the Clintons made sure that that money was there. Now, what we need for you to do in return is we need you to vote her in the office. Well, wait a minute. Didn't they lock up black people? Do you want more of that money? But didn't they start the three-strike program? Do you want more of that money? Before you know it, you have to ask yourself, what do I value? And a lot of people take the money. So don't think for one minute that there's going to be a point in which your truth is not going to be challenged. You have to have the integrity of self to be able to deal with the destruction that's being placed upon you. And if you don't start working at this as a unit, we will all be victimized in one way or another. Here's the catch. Those people who are strong and courageous will meet their end that same way. Those people who are weak and passive will meet their end 1,000 times. You think about that. This is Brother Davis. I'm not giving you anything that literally you cannot apply right now. In the very moment that you hang up the phone, you can apply. So the onus is not on me. The onus that's on me is my need for you. The onus that should be on you is your need to be able to make a difference. And together we can. But we will not make the difference that we are needed to make if we don't speak out, voice ourselves, correlate our resources, and make sure that our resources are directed in the areas that are best suited for our needs. And that's happening all over right now. If you look, there's programs going on where black people are starting to bring their resources together, they're starting to come together and get their political voice together, they're starting to come together and buy land so that they can build farms. And as a matter of fact, I'm a part of that same resource with my family. But we're doing things, but we need you. We need you to do something that's going to add to the whole, so that when we do come together and all of a sudden the food supply is low, and I could say, well, you know what, at our farm we do a certain amount of production, but out of that production we have 10 to 15% of yield that we could possibly give to a food bank, or we could take to the black community. But we need those same people to come back to us when they have resources and come to the farmer's market and say, you know what, when we was in need, y'all was there, we just want to make sure that we can add to you. Because that way, we can expand our resources so that we can become fundamentally stronger. Not asking for you to do something that I would do not do myself. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. The reason why I say tomorrow is because I want to call this sister tonight, because she seems like she has an immediacy. But tomorrow, I'm going to take all of those cookies that I took the hour and a half to read about today, to dismantle my phone from so I couldn't make a contribution, and I'm going to make a regular contribution to Black Talk Radio for three reasons. One, because I need it. And two, my community needs it. And three, the church. I'm putting them church on me, my family, my grandchildren, because I want them to know there's a voice out there that's conveying our ideas, but we need to keep the voice alive. And in doing that small part there, I'm contributing to a greater whole. And that's only there. I'm just giving you a point of view in which you could start from if you just really want to make sure that your contribution is going to be put in the manner that is going to edify other black people. Because I don't know about you, but I tell other people of interest about Black Talk Radio all the time. And the reason why is because it's a multiplicity of information that deals directly with us as a people. And the perfect example, if it's gone, there's a void. Now, for those of you who don't know, let me give you a quick understanding of that. When Juan Valentine was on daytime radio, he was on XM Radio. That's when I first met Juan. All right, I called him. We talked. I told him then. I said, you know what, brother? You come up with a serious message. And I told him then. I said, at that particular time, you're going to be big at this rate. You're going to be big. And he was at night. Well, as time goes on, and I still connect with him during his show, because literally I see by the multiplicity of numbers that he is growing in a circular area in which he really has no control, meaning that he's on the internet. But here's the best part. Anybody that finds a path to Black Talk Radio or to his show can find that path and tap into it every day. That is our responsibility, because guess what? It keeps us on our game. And if you don't believe it, after the show tonight on Black Talk, don't turn it off. Listen to the next show. You see, it's always something to make and help you become better here at Black Talk Radio. And I would love to meet you by walking down the street and seeing you with a shirt on that says, I support Black Talk Radio, because you know, I'm going to walk up to you and say, yo, man, I support Black Talk Radio, whether I got my shirt on or not, because that means that we are like-minded people, and I need to meet like-minded people. My need to meet them is because, guess what? Through our conversation, we may find that we can be enhancing for each other or for the idea the other is working on. This is Brother Davis, and my wife sitting here smiling at me. But I want y'all to know that your purpose can very easily be the same purpose that I serve. But if you don't voice it, I will not know it. Brother Dave, I know you like to have a few minutes at the end, so let me hand the show back to you. And
Brother Davis, let me just say this, Brother Davis. We're going to call that sister together. Call me, because there's a way that I want to do it. Give me a call, and then we'll take care of that, Brother Davis. I'm gonna call you right away. But call me, Brother Davis, because I'm not quite sure which line is gonna be good for you because of where you are. So just please call me. Yes, sir. And then we'll take care of it, Brother Davis, Sister Davis. Thank you so much. One of the best shows ever. I sent you a text. It was like I was a little child. Sitting there receiving great instruction and great nourishment, and I thank you so much for that. And we are definitely in this together. Brother Davis, the group that you talked about, let me know, because that's something that I definitely want to be a part of, to engage, because we definitely need to disperse our resources among ourselves so that we can make it all together, and we can. So just want to thank Doc Hawkins for calling in. Doc, give us a call. Definitely we're going to come back and have a show. But man, it, you know, Brother Davis comes on, and I know a lot of us want to just hear and receive the vibrations and start to apply that to our lives.
Brother
but I
Dave,
will tell you also. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I got a question for Brother Davis, and if he has any knowledge on the subject, I'm interested in it. And has some slight experience in it, but if he, I'm sure he knows what astral projection is.
Yes, I'm familiar with astral projection, Scotty. And you know what, Scotty? Remember when I said earlier that there's many other levels I could take people to, but I have to get them to understand where they are so they can grow and get them to that. So I tell you what, let me give you a call. When is a good time to call you? I got you.
You had to catch me when you can, bro. I'm sorry. My schedule is like, you know what I'm saying, so erratic. You just had to catch me when you can.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, Brother Davis, also. Next Wednesday, if you see.
No, I don't mean to rush him. If he's saying, you know, he got a plan to, you know, talk about certain things and then increase the level of teaching on that. That's just a subject that I'm interested in that I have been thinking about again lately that I had actually experienced. And then the use of technology to transfer human energy. I've actually done that before.
Yeah, well, let me say this here to you, Brother Scotty. A lot of these things that they call technology are natural tools of your body. And as we take this journey and you grow in every aspect, you will literally be transforming yourself. Me and Dr. Hawkins have talked about this very issue on several occasions. And some of the things that he's doing literally open the door because a lot of times he's showing you auras and images that you cannot see with the naked eye, but because through his creations, he's being able to open those doors. It's allowing people to ask questions so that they can find areas of growth, and how to get there requires of people. So literally, perhaps Dr. Hawkins and I could do a show together on just that itself. So it's something we'll definitely keep in mind, and I'll convey to him first opportunity I give, which will probably be sometime the early part of next week, about just being able to put our materials together and see if we can come up with a show that will give people an understanding of how the universe is connected with our bodies in such a way that there's so many things that we can do that we don't realize the greatest computer that ever was is what we already have, not what's in our hands.
Definitely. Hello? And I think Doc Hawkins is still on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you know, if I get started on that, it's going to be hard for me to stop, you know. And, you know, what Brother Davis is saying is true because, you know, we got to remember that when we talk about astral projection, we're talking about four levels of the astral realm. All right, you have the upper and the lower astral plane. Right now, a lot of people confuse the emotional body with the astral body because they look similar, but they have two totally different functions. Now, there are also several levels above the astral plane as well. Now, a lot of this information, for the most part, has been suppressed and weaponized. And as a matter of fact, Brother David Davis, when my next post is going to cover a lot of this subject. I've been putting together another video, so I'm getting ready to teach another class and such. And I'll tag y'all in that video, and I guarantee it's going to be quite an eye-opener. But, yeah, astral projection, there are many techniques, Brother Scotty. There are many, many, many techniques. And, you know, it's nothing to fear. As a matter of fact, there are some patented CDs out there by the Monroe Institute that assist a person in that endeavor. So you can just simply put it in a Walkman or a CD player or even your computer and just play the sounds, and before you know it, you're out of your body. It's just that simple. You know, there are patented sounds, dual binaural beats, dual monaural beats, and things of this nature that could help a person accomplish that type of level. But as Brother Davis will tell you, when he came down to Houston several months ago, I introduced him to a specific technology that puts information directly in long-term memory. Absolutely. And so, you know, there's a lot of different systems out there that, that do work and that can help us get to the next level.
Well, what I'm talking about may not even astral projection may not be able be the proper terminology for it, because it's not something that I was looking to get into. I was just at a point in my life where I had was suffering one of the worst crises in my life, where I was separated from my children for an unjust reason. And so I was meditating a lot, connecting and conversating with the Creator a lot. And but there were times, though, where I would like talk to people, touch them, and they would tell me they would feel energy, you know, shoot through their body like electricity. You know, these are people I work with, you know, and I would just touch them. But also in Christianity, it's known as spiritual warfare, but I have engaged in spiritual warfare against like a Wiccan person who got angry because I said something derogatory about Alcoholic Anonymous being a cult, and he was a former alcoholic, and he sent a spiritual being to our house, whether it was him astral projecting himself, that other people in the house heard the thing and was asking me what the heck was going on, and I told him what I had been engaged in. So I don't even know if astral projection is the correct term.
Man, I tell you, Doc Hawkins, Brother Davis, they knew that it was going to go here, because this is what Doc Hawkins talks about in his some of his videos and some of his lectures and some of his works. Yeah, Scotty, Doc Hawkins, I know that you already heard it, and I felt the overall elation with you. There's a lot of help that Doc Hawkins is going to, in assistance, and Brother Davis is going to bring in that actual realm. This is what we've all been moving towards, and guess what? We're all moving towards it. Now we need to synchronize it. And Scotty, Doc Hawkins, and Brother Davis has got you. Totally got you. Totally. So, but I just was like, wow, this is right what these brothers really do all the time. Doc Hawkins, we got like 1 minute. If you would just respond to Scotty, that would be great. And then we'll catch up next week, and we got to put something together just on this, because this is where we are, and this is what we developed. Everyone that's in tune to this.
And Blacks in Business, yeah. And radio is coming up right after, folks. Just okay. Wanted to let you know, Dave, don't close the conference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, one of the things to remember, and let's not get too metaphysical here. Let's just keep it in terms of biological systems. Your nervous system can be supercharged or undercharged. And when it's undercharged, a lot of things happen, including sickness and disease. But when it's supercharged, when it's charged properly, because keep in mind the nervous system has a very large capacity for storing different types of energies, that's when you experience the fullness of what the mind has to offer. And I'll just leave it at that. I would say that in short. So,
Doc Hawkins, Brother Davis, everyone, this is so important. See, Scotty had asked the question, and it's so important. This is why it's very, very important on Wise Wednesdays and Totally Wise Thursdays, and when we have these brothers on, for you to actually bring up some of your questions, because guess what? The moment you release it, you start the beginning process of your development fulfilling itself. So, so important. Much love, much respect to you. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Goals Doc Hawkins, Brother Davis, let's talk really quickly. Give me a call, and then let's take care of some of the business we need to take care of. Scotty, much love, much respect to every Tando Radio Show listener and all of Black Talk Radio Network people. We love you, we respect you, and we look forward to growing with you all. Never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Peace.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.